built on.
It's all part of
it.
There's really not much to the trailer. It's really kind of like a log splitter. It's just two wheels tagged onto this apparatus.
Okay, just have a flag or something. Well, okay, 15 and 16, I see we're going to zero. And 17, it's partial. Is it vehicles? Is that the difference? Is, did we not have any vehicles in 15 and 16, or was it just strictly business? And
the only thing, that's what I noticed, was just on the, on 15 and 16, there was no other vehicles. Then on 17, there was a boat, trailer, looks like a motor, motorcycle, and a couple trucks.
So 15 and 16, he paid those on another account then, I guess, his vehicles, or else he didn't have any? And I guess that's not the question here. I'm just curious on that.
Good question. I printed off the paid receipts.
And we don't have, we just have the court order document. At least that's all I have.
15, he paid a total of $344.
That's all I got from it. There was no backup documentation scanned into the system.
My concern is if you haven't been able to talk to the taxpayer on what you're recommending, and if you put, if these go to zero, and if you add it to the 18, if he didn't agree and understand, then he could protest that, and that would be my concern without having and maybe that's, maybe that's done before. Do you know if the state, if he protested, would they look back at the evidence on that and uphold the value? That's my question.
When I,
versus if you do the partial to put it to the value that you think it should be.
When I computed what it should be, looking at it like it was a tractor, we've got tax bills of like $35 a year, what it should have been, where he's paid $80 and $100 a year.
I do know that they do that often in reverse, like if they're due a refund, they'll take it off of that current year, the value.
And I could have worked something like that, but it would take a number of years to get that, those 3 years off of it.
Yeah.
You might be able to answer this question or help me answer the question you asked. Job is on the 17 bill, but it's not on the 216 bills. I think that might have to do with why we've got the difference on the 17 refund.
So we're saying that this portable sawmill was not on, he paid personal property, vehicles and boats and so forth, separate, and then the personal property was on like a business account?
Maybe so.
The commission wanted to see those, but it
isn't. I don't want to see them.
So that's the reason for 15 and 16 and taking it to zero.
Oh, yes.
Simpler if I would have stuck with my, for us, stuck with my counsel to not assessed, but in fairness to everybody else that's paying tax, it seems that it should be assessed.
I make a motion to approve Exhibit A of abatements for April the 30th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That's all I have today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.